Iran protesters defy crackdown as videos show violent clashes. U.S. military strikes Islamic State group targets in Syria, officials say. Dozens arrested and one police officer injured in Minneapolis protests. Bob Weir, Grateful Dead co-founder, dies aged 78. The answer cannot be nothing. The battle over Canada's mystery brain disease. Author Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie's family accuse hospital of negligence over son's death. Rescuers race to find dozens missing in deadly Philippines landfill collapse. Rare first Superman comic once stolen from Nicolas Cage sells for $15 million. Trump seeks $100 billion for Venezuela oil, but Exxon boss says country uninvestable. Trump says U.S. needs to own Greenland to prevent Russia and China from taking it. Musk says X outcry is excuse for censorship. U.S. film stars Megan Good and Jonathan Majors become Guinea citizens after DNA tests. Night of Swiss ski bar fire, apocalyptic, woman tells. Crans Montana Memorial, U.S. seizes fifth oil tanker linked to Venezuela, officials say. Russia hits Ukraine with rarely used Oreshnik missile in fresh strikes. X could face UK ban over deepfakes, minister says. One dead, dozens trapped after giant landfill collapses in Philippines. EU reaches South America trade deal after 25 years of talks. Colombia sees real threat of U.S. military action, president tell. Hermes of durian, the luxury fruit, cashing in on China's billion-dollar appetite. Hounded and harassed, the former pop star taking on Uganda's longtime president. Winners and sinners, what to expect from the Golden Globes. I had no electricity for 6 months. American families struggle with soaring energy prices. Swiss search for souls and question government after ski resort fire. Greenlanders fear for future as island embroiled in geopolitical storm. Romance and parenthood feel remote in Ukraine. I haven't had a date since before the war. Australian teens describe impact of social media ban. 1 month on South Africa's strained ties with US, face new test. War games with China, Iran, and Russia. He's crazy. BBC speaks to Greenlanders about Trump's threats. Watch, buildings in Tehran set on fire as demonstrations spread across Iran. Watch, eyewitnesses recount deadly ICE shooting. Video shows moment U.S. immigration agent fatally shoots woman. Tracking the oil tankers seized by the U.S. Watch, Trump says Maduro copied his dancing. Did he? Companies scramble to secure ships, assemble operations to transfer Venezuelan oil, sources say. Six tankers that had left Venezuela in dark mode are back in its waters. Exclusive, Vital to load first diluent cargo under Venezuela supply deal this weekend, sources say. Slovakia to sign nuclear energy cooperation agreement with U.S. PM Fico says Trump signs order to protect Venezuelan oil revenue held in U.S. accounts. What is the Donro Doctrine and how it impacts oil stocks? Can gold hit $5,000 in 2026? U.S. seizes Olina tanker in Caribbean. Fifth vessel taken in Venezuela blockade. Besant says Australia, India invited to G7 meeting on critical minerals. Chevron sees pathway to grow. Venezuela production by 50%, U.S. Energy Secretary says. Musk's X to open source new algorithm in 7 days. Russia stocks lower at close of trade. MOX. Russia index unchanged. China is closing in on U.S. technology lead despite constraints. AI researchers say Rio Tinto's bid for Glencore piles pressure on BHP. Three events that could make markets decline in 2026. Investing.com's stocks of the week. Exclusive, Bain's Manapuram deal delayed by Indian regulatory concerns, sources say. Has Japan become a leading ICT economy? Wolf analysts say these will be key investment themes for 2026. Will SMID caps outperform in 2026? Trump posted some U.S. jobs data early on his Truth Social account. Two Fed officials say key to fixing U.S. housing, more about supply than financing. U.S. consumer sentiment perks up in early January. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index surges, outperforming predictions.